Thank you for joining the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers Northwestern Division for today's conference call covering test flows from Fort Peck Dam. This call is open to the public to provide information on the status of test flows from Fort Peck Dam to ensure compliance with the 2018 biological opinion. I am Eileen Williamson and I will be your moderator. This call is recorded and placed on the Defense Video and Imagery Distribution Service for media reuse at www.dvidshub.net/unit/USACE-NWD. Your participation acknowledges your consent to be recorded. All lines have been placed on mute. To unmute your line and ask a question, press star 6. The forced mute function does not work on all phones, so if I ask, please use your phone's own mute function and do not place the call on hold. We will have a question and answer session at the end of the call. With us today is John Remus, Chief of the Missouri River Basin Water Management Division, Pat Broughton from the U.S. Geological Survey, and I believe, yep, Joe Bonneau from the Missouri River Recovery Program. With that, I will turn the call over to John Remus.
Thank you, Eileen. There's not much to report from a water management point of view. We have been down to a discharge from Fort Peck at 10,000 CFS average daily release for some time, and we'll hold that flow until mid-June, or we'll start ramping up for the second peak on or about the 13th of June. Other than that, we don't really have any water management issues or just things to discuss. I will turn it over to Pat Broughton or Joe Bonneau for the next discussion. Thank you.
Thanks, John. This is Joe Bonneau, and then I'll turn it over to Pat briefly. There's not much new to add, as John mentioned. Just as a reminder to folks, there is a lot of monitoring going on before, during, and after the test flow, a lot of monitoring in addition to the fish monitoring. Much of that monitoring, the results, you know, it need to be analyzed. It'll take some time, so we'll be discussing results following the completion of the test flow. That includes things like monitoring of intakes. There's LIDAR collections, water quality monitoring, things we've talked about in the past, and it just takes time, and it won't make a lot of sense till we have the before, during, and after collections done. So that is to come. On the fish side, there are some results that are available almost in real time, and that's what we've been updating you on a weekly basis, just to kind of give folks an idea of what's happening on the fish side. And that's what Pat is going to talk about here shortly. I'll also mention, we've discussed this in the past, but just as a reminder, at the tail end of the test flow, so about the 1st of July, when that second peak is over, or very nearly over, we're planning on a stocking of approximate 1 day old pallid sturgeon near the dam. That's just provides an opportunity to get the most out of this test flow and to learn as much as we can. Fish in the wild may or may not choose to spawn up near Fort Peck as a result of the test flow. Even if they don't, we essentially, in some ways, can simulate that happening by stocking 1 day old fish up at the dam and then looking at their survival over time. So that is still planned. Hatchery folks have done what they need to do to be ready. And so that is still the plans and on schedule. So with that, can let Pat provide the most recent fish update.
Thanks, Joe. All right, can everybody see the slides okay?
You see them, we see them, but I do have that first slide up.
Good deal, thanks. So today I just have two slides, very similar to the previous weeks, updating you on the fish movements, the flows, and just expanding on, you know, some of the initial results that we've seen as the study has progressed. So as I showed you last week, the paired hydrographs for the discharge at Wolf Point and Culbertson, the attraction flows kicked in on April 26th, as I recall. We had the elevated flows that peaked right around 18,000 CFS. Those flows were diminished, and now we're in that period of retention flows. Fairly flat line, a little bit of bouncing around there, looking to see if the fish will be retained in the Upper Missouri study reach. So also, as I've mentioned in the past, there were 12 pallid sturgeon that were known to have entered the Missouri River response reach. So far, three of these fish entered, and this is shown in the pink line, three of these fish entered prior to the flow increases. That was April 17th through the 25th. Six fish moved into the study reach following the flow increase, April 30th through May 6th, and then three fish entered during the declining flows, that May 10th through the 14th. During this time, we have had some fish that have also exited the system. Not all the fish have stayed. Some of the earlier fish that exited the system, this code 222, 243, 273, 377, 387. And just in the last week, there's been a few more fish that have exited the system. Code 231, code 321. And you'll notice in bold, there's code 262. That was one of the reproductive females that was in the system. She has now exited the Missouri River and is just entering into the lower part of the Yellowstone River. Okay, next slide. So just to give you a visual perspective of where these fish are located, 21, 22 fish in the Missouri system right now, with, at least with transmitters. I'm sure there's more fish that don't have transmitters. But over this past week, the fish were distributed from the Milk River. One fish ended up going up there, hit at the logging station, River Mile 1.3. That fish has also been bouncing around back and forth with the Nichols logging station at River Mile 1760. And the fish are distributed all the way downstream to the Snowden Noli area around River Mile 1590.3. As I did mention, the one female exited the system. That was at code 262. But there still are four females in the Missouri River response reach, that 337, 342, and the 422. Those are hatchery origin. And then the code 272 is that wild fish. Most of the males, a lot of these are the hatchery males, do remain in the system. And there are still a couple of unknown fish that the crews are going after, targeting them, hoping to determine sex and reproductive status. And that will do it.
Great. Thank you, Pat. So we'll move to the question and answer session of the call. If you have a question, you can also raise your hand. We currently have 49 callers on the line. And then after that, we'll start with the state of Montana and then North Dakota and then alphabetical order by state. Be sure to state your name and if you represent an organization. When you ask your question, you'll press star 6 to unmute your phone, and you may need to also unmute from the computer screen. I do have two questions in the chat. The first one is, what will the flow increase to in mid-June? That one's for John Remus.
The target flow for the second peak is 22,500 CFS at the Wolf Point gauge. Right now, we're estimating that our releases from Fort Peck Reservoir will be 22,000 CFS for that. We're not expecting a whole lot of flow out of the Milk River.
All right, thank you, John. And then the next question was from John Pikowski, asking, will the Corps be able to differentiate the stocked fish from any naturally hatched fish? And Joe responded with, yes, the stocked fish can be identified genetically. So those are the questions that I currently have in the chat. Looking to see if anybody has their hand up. Clay. Go ahead.
Can you hear me, Eileen?
Yes.
Hi, my name is Clay Careful. I'm with the North Dakota Department of Water Resources, and I have a question for Pat. I was wondering, Pat, would you consider this to be a success so far with the test flow? Has this drawn more fish out the Missouri River than would be expected in previous years without a test flow? Thanks.
You bet. So there are always a few pallid sturgeon in this reach of the river. It's never completely devoid. There are a couple of wild pallid sturgeon that use this reach. There are a lot of hatchery fish that use this reach as well. And I don't know if you've been on since the initial calls that we had, but starting, around that first week of April, we did a couple of baseline runs. We did the first baseline run of the entire system. And then a little bit later, we did another baseline run to see what fish were in the system before the flows were increased. So we had a good baseline on that. And then when the flows did increase, we were able to ascertain the number of fish and who came up. So far we've had, the 12 fish in the system, the three that entered, or the three fish that entered before, and some of the other ones afterwards. I think back to last year, we had several pallid sturgeon in the reach as well. There were probably 10 or 12 that had upstream movements, significant upstream movements. There has been some attraction so far this year.
Thanks, Pat.
You bet.
Thank you. And John Remus has his hand up.
Yes, thanks, Eileen. Just wanted to do a little clarification on Clay's question and past response. The tasks are to determine if there's a management scenario from Fort Peck where we could increase the overall survivability of the fish. So while I don't disagree with anything Pat said there, the ultimate success of this test will be learning whether or not we can do something at Fort Peck, or more importantly, what we're going to learn from the series of tests. As I've been saying, when I have a chance to do so, that I doubt there's going to be any aha moments when we're done with this particular test flow. We're going to learn from this, learn what we maybe need to do with the next few tests in order to learn what we ultimately want to determine, which is, can we do something at Fort Peck that has a significant increase in the survivability of the fish? Over. Thank you.
Thanks for that clarification, John. Not seeing any other hands up, we'll go to the state of Montana. Again, if you are from Montana, have a question, press star 6 or use the interface with the conferencing software to come off mute. State your name, organization, and ask your question. State of Montana. Okay, not seeing any. Go to North Dakota. Okay. Moving on to the state of Iowa. Kansas. Missouri. Nebraska. South Dakota. Wyoming. Any callers we may have missed? Okay, as a reminder, these calls are offered each Wednesday at 1 o'clock Central Time, 12 o'clock Mountain Time. Those of you on the call, if you do have feedback or observations that you wish to report, the website is https://hydroviz.ca/fort-peck-feedback, which is where you can fill out a form and identify the location of your observation. With that, I'll hand the call to John for any closing comments.
Before I close off, Pat and or Joe, if you have anything you wish to add.
Nothing else for me. This is Joe.
This is Pat. Nope, I'm good.
I just want to thank everybody for calling in and participating today. We'll have another call next Wednesday, same time, same place. And if you have anything you wish to report, there's the web page that Eileen just gave you, or you can email the Missouri River Basin Water Management Division as well. Thank you, and have a good day.
Thank you.
That concludes today's call. Thank you.